Good tovach, everyone. I want to say a ha'ara in the Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph, which has to do with Inyan and Diyema of Rosh Hashanah Habaleinu L'Toyva as well. So the Gemara in the top of Hey Amud Aleph brings down the Mishnah, the Bereishayin in the beginning, Mekablam Edus HaChodesh Kol Yom Kula. In the beginning, they were Mekabal Edus the whole day. Pamachas, one time, Nishtah Edom Lover, the Edom were delayed in coming, even Niskalka Levim Bashir, and the Levim made a mistake when it came to the Shira that they're supposed to say on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, iskinu, they made a takana, shalim makabim seidim ela ad hamincha. They only give him a kabbal eidim until mincha, vim baum eidim and mincha lamaila, and ogim asim kadesh lamacha kadesh. So that was the takana that they made because of the kilkul that once happened with the shir and Rosh Hashanah that wasn't said properly because the eidim came late. So Chaim Soloveitchik asks an interesting kasha on the Gemara. This is brought down in the Sefer Ari Amaidim Chelik Beis from Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal. So Reb Chaim asks, he says, we know that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Lamed Beis, but we don't say Halal in Rosh Hashanah. Why not? Because Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav, Atam Emim Shira. The Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim are open. It's not a time which is appropriate to say Shira, and therefore we don't say Halal. So, in fact, Reb Chaim, if that's the case, then how could you say the, how could the Levim say the Shira la Karban on Rosh Hashanah? If it's not a time of saying Shira, saying Halal or Shira, as the Gemara says, Atam Emim Shira, how can they say the Shira on the Karban? It's Mavur in the Gemara that they said the Shira on the carbon on Rosh Hashanah. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. And Reb Chaim answers this with a very fundamental chakira and understanding what's the pshat and why we don't say Shir on Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, the Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim Lefanov? So one way to look at it would be that really, Rosh Hashanah, there is a mechayv of halal, there is a din to say halal, but being that it's a day of yira, a day of din, of pachat, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, so it's not proper, it'd be a bizayon for the seriousness of the day to say Shira. Or the pshat is, maybe not. Maybe Zakhtar Chaim, maybe there's no mechayev of halal at all. In order to say halal, in order to be mechayev in halal, you have to be in a certain matzav of simcha. And if you're on a day, which is a day of Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim Lefanav, it's a day of where there's the mechus of the day is not to be fully besimcha, so there's no mechayev of halal, there's no chayev to say halal bechlal, and there's no chayev of halal. So there's the pshat, there's a mechayev of halal, but it's not proper to say shira on a serious date, and maybe there's no mechayev of halal at all. Reb Chaim brings a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, where it's mashma like the second side, that there is no mechayev of halal at all. In order to be chayev in halal of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, you have to be in a matzav of simcha, and that matzav of simcha is missing because of the emes adin, and therefore there's no mechayev of halal at all in Rosh Hashanah. So if you're that, like Reb Chaim, there's no isser of saying shira in Rosh Hashanah. You could say shira as much as you want. It's not a bizarre, it's not a steer to the kedusha of the day to say shira. It's a specific din when it comes to halal in Rosh Hashanah that the mechayev of halal is not here, but any other shira about it could be said. And if you then, it's not shver why the Levim said shir in the base of Mikdash al carbon. That's not halal, that doesn't require the same mechayev of halal, and there's no isser of saying a random shir in Rosh Hashanah, just that there's no mechayev of halal. That's all the Gemara means. That's Reb Chaim's aside. And I thought in the fear of Chaim, you can answer a couple other kashas as well. L'mashal, the Marshal and Erechin and Dafyod ask a kasha. He says, if we don't say shir in Rosh Hashanah, how do we say shir asayam? How can you say az yashir? He wants to say it's Sipur Dvar Ma'alma, just a Sipur, we're not actually doing it. Not so pasha, because from the Zara, the Mishmur brings down that's mashma, that it's Mamish Ke'ilu, we're saying the Shira now. So how can you say such a Shira on Rosh Hashanah? That's one Hara. Another Hara, the Magen Avraham asks, that if a person who says Tehillim every day, and it happens to be that he's up to the Kapitlach of Halal on Rosh Hashanah day, how can you say this Kapitlach, this Prakim of Tehillim, that have Halal, you can't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. And thirdly, the Turiyevin asked the Kash and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tezayin, Shitas Rav Yosi over there, is that Adam Nidon B'chol Yom, a person is judged every single day. What we experience on Rosh Hashanah happens every day, according to Rav Yosi. So how can you ever say Halal on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkos? How can you ever say Halal? Every day is a Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchim Lefanov, and you shouldn't be able to say Halal. Those are a couple of Haras that the Achranim have. And I think Lefidus, he said, Rav Chaim, they're all Miyushev, because there is no Isser of saying Shir on Rosh Hashanah. You could say Shir as much as you want. There's just no Mechayev to say Halal, Machmas, the Kedusha Zayam of Rosh Hashanah, because Sifri Chaim, Suchim Lefanov. But when it comes to Mashal to Az Yashir, there's no problem that you could say. There's no Isser of saying Az Yashir. When it comes to saying Halal, Prakim of Tehillim, that have Halal in it, there's no problem. You're saying it B'tayis Tehillim. You don't need a Mechayev of Simcha for that. And Huadin, the Fir Yosi, the Adam Nidim B'chol Yom, that just means that it's not a Mechayev of Halal, Machmas, the Yom Hadin that you have every day. But if the Halal is coming from a different Mechayev, it's coming because it's Pesach, or Shavuos, or Sukkos, that's not coming from that same Mechayev. It has its own Mechayev. With that Yom Tov, there's no Isser of saying a Halal. It just means that the day of Rosh Hashanah itself, that Yom Hadin, can't be Mechayev of Halal. So this all would be Miyoshev Lefir Reb Chaim. I just want to end off with the Ha'ara, the Achranim asking Reb Chaim, that Taisus and Erechin is very much mashma not like him. Taisus and Daf Yud is Mesupik, whether you say a certain piyut on Rosh Hashanah, of Hachayas Yishareiru. We say this during the Kedusha, before the during Brichas Kriyashma. It refers to a certain Shiva the Malachim said as part of their Kedusha. And Taisus is Mesopik, and he's Medayik from the Gemara that you could say this piyut because the Malachim do say Shira, because the Malachim said, the Malachim asked, why don't we say Shira in Rosh Hashanah? So Taisus is Medayik, it sounds like they themselves did say Shira. So Lamaisi says that the Malachim did say that Shira, and we could say this piyut on Rosh Hashanah, but Taisus had to have a Mina that the Malachim didn't say this Shira, even though the Shira is not talking about Hallel, it's not talking about the Shira of Hallel, it's talking about the Shira of during Kedushas Yaitzer, a certain Shira that the Malachim said every day, nothing to do with Hallel. So the fear of Chaim Zavon of Sifre Chaim, Suchim Lefan of Atam Emim Shira, that has nothing to do. That's not it doesn't answer a random Shira of Kedusha. So what would Taisus have him in a be that the Malachim can't say this Shira if this has nothing to do with Hallel? It sounds like from Taisus that he understood that Sifre Chaim, Sifre Mason, answers any Shira, any random Shira. It's not the Pshat like Reb Chaim is saying that there's no Mechayev of Hallel. That's a Hara on Reb Chaim, unless you learn that's Gufa the Teretz of Taisus is Gufa saying like Reb Chaim, but the Pashas and Taisus is not like that, so that's a Hara on Reb Chaim, but I'll call upon him. That's Reb Chaim's Gemaldiki aside, that there's no Isser of saying Shira on Rosh Hashanah, just that there's no Mechayev to be able to say the Hallel of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah.